moving to the courts. Paddy O'Gorman is with me. Paddy, you've been to Carlow, to the court there?
Yes, the district court in Carlow yesterday. That's where I went this week. It was very crowded. Difficult to hear the cases because it's a fine old building, but the actual court room is small. It was crowded, people standing all around, a narrow corridor coming out of it where I was forced to stand. There's a sign up saying, please do not obstruct this area. And that's where everybody is jammed in. Buggies coming through, children, families, the whole lot. So, and of course, it's very difficult at the best of times to be listening to cases. But down a corridor, the court is at the end of the corridor, and the judge is talking about section 15s and section 9-1s. And so it's very, very difficult to understand a lot of what was going on. So I just filled my head with faces and waited outside on the pavement for the most part, you know, waiting for people to come out. As is the case in district courts, it is young men for the most part who are fairly tough looking fellows, like a lot of tattoos. One particular person, though, I'm looking at him and I said to myself, he looks different, kind of hippie looking, I might describe him. And your very first guess about what he might be up for, you'd be exactly right. You know, what did hippie looking, what do hippies do or hippie looking people do? But I waited for him to come out, and the next guess I also had, as I said, he's a friendly looking fellow, he'll want to talk to me. And sure enough, he told me his story.
My court case was adjourned till June. It's for marijuana possession.
How were you caught?
Just walking down the street, they stopped me, searched me.
Is there any reason that they stopped you and searched you?
They just say that you look suspicious, that they have the right to search you, like, but...
Was it just one joint, or did you have more? Or?
Yeah, it was probably enough for two or three. Like, I kind of just bought it, so it was gone then.
And how much does it cost now to get enough for one joint?
It'd probably be like €10 for one joint. Like.
Is it your first offence then?
Yeah.
Alleged offence, I should say. Yeah. Have you any idea what kind of possible penalty you're facing now?
I'd say it's probably a fine of probably a few hundred euro. It's like, I'm waiting to go to Canada there. I have a job sorted, a place to stay, and loads of different job opportunities. And
so if you get the conviction, you won't...
I won't be able to go, yeah. I won't be able to get a visa or whatever, so...
Right, over a bit of cannabis, was it worth it?
It's not worth it in the long run if you have a conviction, like, but... Sure, it's a bit stupid.
Is cannabis that good? Do you like it that much?
Yeah, I actually have I'm slightly autistic, so it helps me a lot. Like, it keeps me calm. Because a lot of time too energetic, too like aggressive in ways. Like, so it keeps me calm. Mm-hmm. Does a lot for me. So
there are those who say that should be legal to have marijuana. What would you say to that?
It should be completely legalized. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of trouble you see from alcohol and everything else and every other drug compared to like marijuana. Like, I've even talked to some guards about it, and they even wanted it legalized. Mm-hmm. And when the guards are saying that, it's just something to think about there. Like,
now, Paddy, that's a case that's been put back to another date. We were talking last week about free legal aid and some criticisms of it by people who feel too much money goes on a free legal aid. At the court in Carlow yesterday, I gather you managed to speak to some people who were users of the legal aid system, yeah?
Yes, nearly everybody there is on legal aid. Most people there are people on social welfare, and if they're up for any kind of an offence that might be imprisonable, they'll get the legal aid. I spoke to one man, say, who didn't get it, but he wasn't looking for it. He was up for mobile phone use. He was. He said, "Oh yeah, I used my mobile phone in the car. That was it. First offence. I won't do it again." But obviously, he wasn't going to get legal aid, nor was he looking for it. But this man, again, these are ongoing cases, so I didn't want to get into what was going on at the moment. But this man has had he's had legal aid a few times, and I was able to hear some of his case, and I heard his curfew is being extended. So outside the court, he told me his story.
Just went back to a later day, yeah.
There's a curfew on you now?
Yeah, curfew on me, yeah.
And how long will that last?
I'm on it since before Christmas, so I'm waiting for it'll be whenever it goes to court, really, because they want to just keep an eye on me, make sure I ain't getting up to Dublin after the times that they're to give me, so.
What does the curfew mean?
Curfew, I have to be in a certain time, and I have to sign on in the guard station at a certain time. So if I ain't there when they call up to the house, just say, my curfew now is from 12 o'clock at night. I have to be home in the house until 7 o'clock in the morning. So if they call between them times and I'm not home, they can arrest me.
So if you're out, you have to be home by midnight?
Yeah.
Do you mind the curfew? Is that a bother to you?
No, it doesn't bother me, sure. I don't drink, so.
And have they called up?
Oh, they have called up, yeah. Just to have, yeah.
Have you ever had legal aid?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And has it been important to you?
Oh, yeah. Because if it didn't, you'd have, sure. You'd have to pay out of your own pocket, so you might as well let the government pay. What's the point in paying what... Sure, you're getting screwed over, so no fighting paying money that you don't have to.
And has it happened to you many times in your life you've had legal aid?
Three or four, that's it.
And have you ever been fined?
A few times, yeah.
For what kind of things?
Assaulting the guard, no. Assaulting the guard.
A guard?
Yeah.
A guard. And what kind of a fine did you get?
$6,000.
And did you pay it?
Well, I had to pay that either that or go 3.5 years in prison.
How did you raise the money?
I was working for myself at the time, and yeah. So I was my own business, so I had to scrape up a few pounds.
And did you get legal aid that time?
I got legal aid for the court itself, but I had to pay the fine myself.
And are you getting work now, or are you
Oh,
not?
Yeah. I am. The recession is cutting now, so main work is up and down, so...
So how were you able to get legal aid just now, then, if you're working?
I'm still on the dole, like, you know what I mean? So screwing the system everywhere, because you wouldn't survive on the dole, yeah, so...
You'd have to pay a lot of tax as well, probably, yeah?
Oh, I probably would, yeah. I never paid tax before, so I don't know.
Have you ever done any time in prison?
No, okay. Been a good boy.
So that's one man's frank conversation with you yesterday, Paddy. Now, I understand that despite the cramped setting in the court there, you did manage to hear some cases.
Yeah, by late morning I was able to get in when mostly it had cleared out. There was a man there, and it was interesting. He was early 30s. He'd done a lot of time in prison in his life, as we'd heard. What interested me in particular was the way the inspector there spoke up for him, saying, Justice, this man shouldn't go back to prison at this stage. He's made a lot of effort. And it was an old case, was something that had been hanging over, and so there was the legal argument for him was that he'd already done the time. It would have been, what would you say, what's the word, running in parallel, or the two sentences would run
concurrently.
Concurrently, thank you, Sean, that's the word. So yes, and the judge agreed with that, and so he was able to walk out of the court, and he looked obviously pleased with that, relieved about that. So outside the court, out on the pavement, I spoke to him, yes, and he told me his story.
The inspector stood up like and all and says like just like he's after doing his custodial sentence like and all and like he's drug free and all and he's making great progress and all and so I just got thrown out of court there now like because I'm out 3 weeks now like I'm still signing on. I've signed on at the guard station every day and I have to go down to the Midlands prison every Friday but I should be finished this week now and over and done with like 2 weeks before Christmas I got 6 months custodial sentence in the Midlands and like it was Christmas time would have been bad old time like. But like I was doing the gym and all the whole time, I was going to school. Like I didn't bother doing the drugs. Like I'm drug free now, 5 months, and on the methadone program like and all. But like you can go take one road or the other road. I took the going to school like and going to the gym like and that Paddy. You know what I mean? I got 3 weeks TR out of a temporary release out of Midlands prison for being an enhanced prisoner. After 2 months in prison, if you're keeping your head down and going to school and doing the gym like and all, you get enhanced. Like it means like you get an extra phone call, extra couple of euro to get like whatever in the shop like and that like. But it's tough. Like it's tough in prison and Christmas like and all. Like away from your family and all. Like and like my ma was in the after dying like cancer just about a year and a half before and all them things like it's just in prison you have a lot of times to think like and I'm 32 now like and all and like the first 2 times in jail like and all I just went wild this time I said no I'm just gonna settle down I'm going to do the gym like and you know what I mean reap the benefits out of jail.
When you say you went wild, what do you mean?
On drugs and all in prison like and that would have been Mung Chai the first time and that and then the Midlands the second time like you know. But I was down in A wing down there, like and all. That would have been the rapist wing, but now there's two new wings, G and F, and that's for them, for the sex offenders. Two whole new wings, like you know, with showers and everything in it, like and all. And they're called class of sick prisoners. They're sick, alright, but they got all the jobs, all the good jobs and all. And like it's not right, like you know what I mean. But I'm 32 now, like, and when I was in prison before, it was 2006, and just needed a kick in the arse, like, this time.
You look very well, so, like...
Yeah, like, oh, just, like, I went in 10.5 stone, and I come out 12.5. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just doing the gym and that, like, and just eating well, like, you know, like, prison, one thing about it is that there is good, like, the food is nice in it, like, you know?
If I were to meet you, a hard question, but if I were to meet you, say, a year's time, 2 years' time, where do you think you'd be in your life? How do you think?
Like, I'm only out 3 weeks, like, now, I'm going to buy myself a little car. It's only a 0-2, like, Nissan Micra, and it was never insured in my life. Or never had a car in my life. Family business is paying, like, and all. That's starting to pick up. Yeah. So
you'll go into business, yeah, like, with your dad?
Yeah, like, now, when I got out now and all, first, like, I didn't know what to do myself, because before I went in, like, all I was doing was chasing drugs and all, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But now, like, it's different, like, you know what I mean? Just, you have to just blank them people, you used to be going around with, like, and all, like, and... Mm-hmm. But, God, like, walking out them gates when you're getting released, walking out them gates, like when you're getting released, like, and all, like, money wouldn't pay all the money in the world. That feeling, like, all the money in the world wouldn't compare to that feeling when you're walking out them gates.
So, Paddy, somebody there clearly anxious to make a fresh start and seeing the benefits of prison.
That's right. You find people like that. And obviously, it was just that you could say the first two times he didn't come out any better. But there he is saying, look, I got the, as you've said, the kick in the arse he needed. I was helped. I did the gym. I did the school. I'm now, well, obviously, he's got a family business to go back into. And I certainly believe him that that's what he intends. So you'd wish him the very best is to stay away from drugs, because, you know, Sean, over the years, well, you meet drug addicts and but they're quite sincere when they say, I want to come off drugs, but then they fall. But I kind of felt optimistic about that.
Well, good for him anyway, making that fresh start. And Paddy, we've talked a lot about drugs and drugs availability in different places. What is the situation in Carlisle as you observed it?
Well, I noticed there's, as that man said to me, and I saw it, there's two pharmacies doing a needle exchange there. So in a town the size of Carlisle, a needle exchange to help to prevent hepatitis and HIV infections. Now, some people say it's, you know, facilitating drug use and so on. It's always been controversial, I suppose. But the fact that there is two needle exchanges in the town the size of Carlisle obviously shows that it's going on there. I mean, there was a time heroin was very much a Dublin thing, but I believe myself, since all drug dealing went onto the mobile phone, that drug dealing became far less concentrated. You no longer see the groups hanging around certain shopping
deals
centres.
Deals on wheels isn't just the case anymore.
That's right. It used to be groups hanging around certain shopping centres, but heroin now is everywhere.
And Paddy, one other question suggested or prompted by a listener. Were there many rich people up in court yesterday in Carlisle?
No.
Okay, well, that's the answer to that question. Keeping it nice and brief. Paddy, thank you indeed for being with us again. Paddy O'Gorman there. More after the break.